Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Friday, April 12th, holy cow, was Thursday a monster day in sports news. And then you had another crappy Celtics outing at night where I'm sure people are going to overreact. I mean, Celtics get smoked at home by the Knicks, blah, blah, blah. Listen, guys. This isn't going to be an NBA pod, trust me. But, like, we got to realize April is crazy. April is when Malachi Flynn goes for 50 and Bones Highland is on 37 points and the whole arena is cheering for him to get 40 as he jacks threes in the final 30 seconds and collects his own rebound. And they're feeding him. Like, April's silly basketball. It does not mean anything. Now, listen, if the Celtics lose seven straight to end the season, that's not great. But I'm not going to overreact to anything I see this month, including the Warriors' 26 threes against the Lakers. The Lakers fading here. I'm not going to do it, but I'm sure others will. So go off, folks. Enjoy. And now on to real news. So Thursday started with, I guess, like what, mid-morning, you got the news that O.J. Simpson was dead. And I don't really have any passionate feelings toward the guy other than, oh, he killed two people. He was a raging lunatic. He beat up his, you know, former wife. He's just a human piece of garbage. I'm not a fan of O.J. Simpson. Sure, he was a great football player 50 years ago. Okay, so, and? What's the big deal? So I've got these people, how did you guys not talk about it on The Herd? Why aren't you talking about it on The Herd? I'm like, what is there to say? A double murderer died at 76 years old. And, like, I'm sorry to be ruthless. I don't care. Other shows want to talk about it. I'm not into it. Now, if you want to find an interesting angle, I'm sure you guys were on social media in some sort of capacity. And you saw that, you know, Magic Johnson put out kind of a RIP O.J. Simpson and a couple other guys. I saw Todd Gurley put one out. And instantly, they're just besieged by, why are you promoting this murderer? He killed people and somehow got away with it, blah, blah, blah. And then it becomes a discussion about, can you separate the art from the artist? Jason, I remember when the Michael Jackson Netflix thing came out and it was, oh, it looks really, really bad for Michael Jackson. You still listen to his music? Confession, yes, I do listen to. I mean, I'm not like firing up Michael Jackson every day at home. There's a couple bangers. I mean, his catalog is insane. That I can listen to and separate the art from the artist. Yeah, sure. And that holds true for P. Diddy, All About the Benjamins, classic song from my, you know, youth. There's a lot of this stuff. And I had this discussion with somebody recently. How far do you take it, right? Surely, you guys know some people who used to have Teslas and are now out on Teslas because Elon Musk is a crazy person. And I'm sorry, I know there's Elon Musk fanboys and you guys want to stand for Elon Musk in anything he says or does. That's fine. That's cool. Go off. Do your thing. I'm not an Elon Musk guy. I don't like some of the stuff he's done. So I will not ever be owning a Tesla. I'm not going to do it. It's just not something I'd be interested in. Even if I get in the EV space and own a vehicle, I'm not going to get Tesla. Now, would I buy the Tesla stock? Well, it might be in our portfolio. I don't know. So, does that make me a hypocrite? And then you could say, well, Jason, what about the iPhones? Where are the iPhones made? Who's making those? What kind of jeans do you wear? Who's making those? Are kids making those in Sri Lanka for a dollar a day or a penny a day or whatever? And I don't have answers to all that. So how far do you take it? And from my point of view, it's like, okay, that's fair, entirely fair. And thus, I will say, O.J. Simpson died. End of story. Next topic. And that's how I will treat it. Obviously, I have a much richer connection. Michael Jackson music was like this part of the soundtrack of my youth. It's tough to just turn that off. Yes, I saw the MJ doc, not the documentary. I don't go to a lot of Broadway type plays out here in L.A. or in New York. I've been to a few. I usually fall asleep. I did not fall asleep during the MJ one, which was spectacular. I thought it was awesome. And I mean, again, I'm not comparing what Michael Jackson did to what O.J. Simpson did. It's a tough topic, and I don't really have much on O.J. Simpson. I don't really care for the guy. I don't think he's a good person.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That being said, fortunately, this news was instantly overwhelmed when, according to the LA Times and multiple other outlets, I think, remember, we talked about this yesterday, the Ohtani story, the New York Times had broke initially, and then the LA Times was all over the Shohei Ohtani situation. I mean, it is absurd how quickly this investigation went. Like, I think it's been like 4 weeks, right? 3 or 4 weeks. And I know that'll raise the red flags for some people, and we'll talk about that shortly. But basically, the feds came to investigate the Department of Justice. Shohei Ohtani, can we have your phone and look into it? Sure, here's my phone. I'm an open book. I'm hiding nothing. Here's my phone. Okay, have access to all my bank accounts. Please tell me what the hell happened. That's essentially what Ohtani did. And I know, this is enter conspiracy theory guy. JJJ, come on, everybody's got a burner. Okay, it's possible, yes, Shohei Ohtani had a burner phone. And all his communications with the gamblers were via burner phone. That's entirely possible. And you have zero evidence to back that up. There's zero evidence that Ohtani had a burner. Now, if it comes out that he had a burner, fine, great, he had a burner. But there's zero that shows right now he had a second phone. Now, his phone had no gambling. The feds looked into it, and this was an open and shut case because they're not dealing with a really bright criminal here. Folks, there's a 37-page complaint against the interpreter. 37 pages. Now, I went through a lot of it, and it's dense, it's tough, but there is just some staggering stuff in here that I'm going to hit you with here. Folks, it's almost unfathomable. And I will start with the numbers because just trying to wrap your head around these numbers, it's, for me, extremely difficult. So between December 2021 and January 2024, right? So that's 24, 25, 26 months, right? December 21 to January 24. The interpreter placed 19,000 wagers, approximately. So I did the math. 19,000 wagers divided by 26 months. My man was making 730 bets a month. Okay? Which breaks down to 24 bets a day. Now, before you say, oh, that's not a big deal, time out, guys. 24 bets a day for 26 months. That's unfathomable. That's like, oh, I'm on a vacation with my family. I'm not going to gamble today. Okay, well, that means you've got to make up 24 bets the next day. So now you're doubling. So now you're going 48 bets the next day. Okay, that's on Christmas Day. On what are some other major holidays that, you know, what about June and July? There's not a lot going on. What on earth is he betting on every day? Okay. Now that doesn't even get to the money. 19,000 wagers. My man lost $182.9 million worth of losing bets, won $142.2 million in winning bets, which turns out to, yeah, not good. He lost $40 million gambling. And then came the big kicker from the 37-page document. There is no evidence that the interpreter, despite placing 19,000 bets in 26 months, bet on any baseball games. Now, obviously, that part is a little hard to believe. That being said, once you go through the document and start seeing stuff, you're like, well, wait, is this real? This can't be real. Okay, so you start looking at some of the bets he made, and you're like, oh, this guy knew nothing about gambling and was just throwing money around? Like, literally just tossing money, okay? He said that, I'm not very good at this betting thing, LOL. This is him texting. This is a text, okay? This is a actual text that they have from the interpreter to one of his bookmakers. Basically, he was betting on college soccer. And he goes, there's soccer games 24/7, LOL. He's throwing down money on random UCLA soccer games. He has no edge whatsoever. He's just seeing lines and just betting. It's impossible for him to have knowledge. Anyways, this is crazy because the interpreter at one point, I guess, was really far behind on payment. And according to the text, on November 17th, 2023, this is not that long ago, bookmaker sent the interpreter a message. Hey, it's 2:00 on Friday. I don't know why you're not returning my calls. I'm here in Newport Beach and I see Ohtani walking his dog. I'm just going to go up and talk to him and ask how I can get in touch with you since you're not responding. Please call me back immediately. Now that sounds like some mafia type shit. No, hey man, yeah, I see your kid getting off the school bus. Maybe I should ask him if you're okay. So, because you're not returning my calls, like that's what that sounds like. Now, okay, maybe he's lying. Maybe everybody, I guess, maybe people in Newport know Ohtani has a dog. Whatever. But the bookmaker, one of them, was in Newport Beach. But like, folks, this is the degenerate level that this guy was messing around in. Like, this is, Okay, I'll get to the part about how bad I feel for Ohtani in a moment. But essentially, this dude was, it just lost his mind. Like, straight up lost his mind. And it all came to a head in this March, March 20th. So this would be, like 4 weeks ago. The interpreter sent a message to the bookmaker. I guess he had texted via encrypted text, whatever. And they listen, they busted the bookmaker, who rolled over in a heartbeat. I'm sure he's giving up the interpreter. And the interpreter says, "Have you seen the reports?" And the bookmaker responded, "Yeah, but that's all bullshit. Obviously, you didn't steal money from Ohtani. I understand it's a cover job. I totally get it." And the interpreter responded, "Technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me." He's texting them. He's texting the bookmaker. "Yeah, actually, I technically did steal from him." And then it becomes, well, oh my gosh, how does this happen? And we have talked about this, guys. There's other people out there, smart people, saying, well, wait a minute. How did nobody in Ohtani's camp raise a red flag? Actually, people in his camp did. This guy was so duplicitous. Again, not like the smartest criminal ever, but he went so far as to create a separate account, right? Siphon money from Ohtani to this account, and then was using that to do the gambling. And you're like, well, how can he create an account? So, again, this is all documented. This is from the feds. This dude, the interpreter, got on the phone with the bank, pretended to be Ohtani so that he could get access and do things under the cover of night. This guy was changing alerts so that Ohtani would not get them on his phone. He had full access. Now, if you really want to ask, like, whoa, who does this? I guess you can question on some of that. Why the hell does this guy have access to your bank? Why didn't the agents push harder? Well, according to this 37-page document, the agents asked repeatedly, what is this account? And interpreter said, you know what? I'm sorry. This is an account Ohtani does not want to talk about or ask about. It's his private account. You know? And the agents bought it. Now, maybe there's a language barrier. I don't know Ohtani's agent. But the interpreter, this isn't just some guy, okay? This is a guy who's been working with Ohtani since he's been with the Angels. I think dating back to, according to the reports, 2018. Interpreter around him every day, like every day, dug out everything. When someone's, I mean, this is, he was probably around this dude more than he was around his wife. Because you're in the dugout all day, every day. You're traveling all the time, baseball season long. And so you mean to tell me that you think it's crazy Ohtani gave this guy access? Well, folks, he was his interpreter. They became best buddies. Interpreter and his wife traveled with Ohtani and his wife. They were like a foursome, a crew. He trusted this guy. Ohtani comes from a culture where it's trusting. That, I mean, that's just how it is. Now, of course, well, why would you trust this guy? Come on. He barely knows him. Well, yeah. I mean, remember, the gambling didn't start until December 2021. Now, I don't know what changed from 2018 to 2021. Maybe he built up the trust over 3 years and Ohtani was a believer. And Ohtani didn't think there was anything suspicious. Again, he's not in the stratosphere or of you or I, guys. It's just, that's not how it is. I mean, I'm checking my bank account regularly. Not every day, but I mean, think about it. Like, who's going to access to my bank account? I'm not giving anybody. It's just me. I'm not a big baller. But Ohtani, how it you supposedly works with a lot of these athletes, having talked to some of these former pros, is their agency or their financial people basically send them X amount of money per month. And here, you spend this money, do whatever you want. This is your spend. Then you, this is your invest. And Ohtani doesn't have to go to an ATM. He has a checking account. He just, this guy's wealthy. He just spends the money, does whatever he wants. And I guess after, what, 2-3 years of friendship, the interpreter was like, oh man, Ohtani's not really paying attention to his finances. He's living a different life. Let me just start taking some of his money and gambling. Who cares? Oh, maybe I can win. And it's just a seedy, dark, ugly story that I think it's obviously a horrible look for the interpreter who's going to spend a lot of time in jail. But at the same time, it's like a bad... This guy's went to high school out here in California in Diamond Bar. And he befriends a foreigner, takes advantage of him, and steals his money. Like, that's just gross. And I feel bad for Ohtani. Oh, listen, Ohtani ain't going to answer any questions about this. There's no way he's talking about this, nor should he. You know how humiliated it is to get $16 million stolen? Remember, we thought it was $4.5 million. 16! 16 mil! That's insanity. Here's another one I just found. November 2022. Interpreter messages bookmaker. I'm terrible at this sport betting thing, huh? LOL. Any chance you could bump me again? As you know, I don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about me not paying. Here's another one. December 9th. This is right after that terrible at sport betting thing. Can you bump me last 200? I swear on my mom, this will be the last ask before I pay it off. Once I get back to the United States. December, obviously off season for baseball. And then the bookmaker. No problem, bud. Done. Merry Christmas. I mean, yeah, the bookmaker's going to be like, sure, whatever. $200. Ah, no big deal. Now, maybe it's $200,000. I can't imagine. It's probably not $200. It's probably $200,000. Maybe he owed $200,000 at the end of the week. You know, you settle up. And I don't know, folks. It's, I think what's clear, what's 1,000% clear here is that we can unequivocally say Ohtani cooperated fully. He has not been gambling on sports, and he was not involved in any way, shape, or form in this. I think we can unequivocally say that. And yet here we are, social media, and I get all these messages, hey, 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 oh my goodness. This is so sus. Ohtani has to be involved. There's just no way. Well, clearly, you go read the 37-page document. And it's weird because a lot of people don't want to do the work. They just want to sit around and speculate and argue. And it's a little sad, but that's kind of where we are as a society. People, they believe what they believe, and they're not coming off that. You know, they get stuck, and they don't want to come off it. And for me, this is open and shut. Ohtani was a victim. $16 million stolen. And I'm sure 5, 6, 7 years from now, Ohtani will want to get his side of the story out there. But he's not. That's just way too raw. It's like, you know, let's say your wife cheats on you or something and you get in a divorce and nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, this guy got robbed of $16 million. You think he wants to face anybody? I'm actually worried about Ohtani's mindset being a baseball player. Baseball is that's a psychological grind the full season. And it's like, he's got to now deal with this? Oh, I don't want to say poor guy because then people say, oh, he's so wealthy. What do you care? Anyways, just a staggering story. You know, we talk about gambling on here, so I thought you guys would like that.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll quickly wrap up with this. You know, KD and the Suns getting ready for the playoffs. It looks like they will dodge Denver if they win in they're playing the 7-8 game against the Kings. And then they'll face OKC or Minnesota, probably Minnesota. But I did see that Kevin Durant said this week that, and again, remind you, Kevin Durant plays for the Phoenix Suns. He said the most fun he had in his career was with the Thunder. It was like four teams ago. And I don't know why he does this, but wait, KD, timeout. The most fun you had was with the Thunder, but yet that's where you left for the Warriors? Like, that's a logical pushback. But again, Kevin Durant's not sitting for questions like this. This is like him going on his little podcast, and he controls the tone and the tenor and the questions, and it's all, he says whatever he wants, nobody challenges him. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, young, I would have enjoyed it. Side note on Kevin Durant to end things. Obviously, I had that Instagram, not dust up, but whatever, with Kevin Durant. And he said I look like a drama major, drama student, call me broke boy, whatever he said. And my son was like, Dad, you know some guys at school ask about you and Kevin Durant. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, these guys are like, dude, what did your dad think when Kevin Durant said that about him? And I was like, Bryce, really? You got to be kidding me. He's like, no, some guys have asked. And I guess other guys have asked, like, why did your dad bash the Eagles? Like, you know, like, I guess their fans, I don't know how, they can't be watching it. They're the show, they're in school. So I guess a lot of them see this stuff on YouTube. And it's just the Kevin Durant thing, you know, there's sometime last year, and I'm sure I'll talk about him and tag him and whatever, and we'll get into it again. But I just, Kevin Durant is the gift that keeps on giving, right? Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. That's how I view all these Kevin Durant interactions. I'm not out here for clout. I'm not out here trying to expose him and text messages. I genuinely enjoy talking hoops, if you guys couldn't tell already. And I do enjoy the back and forth with KD. I'm not blasting him. I've said, he's the, at one point I thought he was the best player in the NBA. LeBron passed the torch to him. But you don't want to hear that. You know, these guys want to hear that they're always the best. And I saw one of these NBA players, who was it? Raymond Felton. Remember him, North Carolina point guard? Said that Carmelo Anthony was the best pure scorer in NBA history. Better than KD, better than Jordan. Obviously, I scoff at that. Kevin Durant is a better scorer than Carmelo Anthony. And that's not taking anything away from Carmelo. He could be a top 15 scoring machine of all time. Fine, great. I mean, the league has seen, I don't know, 15,000 people. Who knows? I don't even know the number. A lot of people have played in the NBA. Carmelo Anthony is one of the great pure scorers. Wonderful. But he's not on Kevin Durant's planet as a scorer. Not even close. By the way, Kevin Durant before the Achilles was on track to be not quite LeBron level with the points, because he had some injuries before that in OKC, but he was on track to be one of these top seven scorers in the history of the sport, maybe top five. That's how much of a bucket getter this guy was. He was an automatic bucket. Now, it's trailed off, but I have always liked Kevin Durant. I defended his move to the Warriors. Sure, we disagree on stuff, and sure, he's going to blast me, and I'm calling BS on him saying the most fun he had in his career was with the Thunder. I mean, playing with Russell Westbrook, the guy you were in like a blood war with? Really? That was the most fun you had? I guess because it's like a lot of people, that's like the people who say, oh, the most fun I ever, high school was the best, most fun I ever had, you know? What? Yeah, high school was fine. But the most fun you've ever had? Kevin Durant, did you not have fun winning titles with the Warriors? You followed Kyrie Irving to Brooklyn. That wasn't fun. What about in Phoenix now? That's not fun. You're playing with Devin Booker. Like, I know he's misunderstood and he likes to say stuff and maybe he's throwing everybody off the scent now because the Suns are struggling here down the stretch. But I find Kevin Durant utterly fascinating. Probably top four or five fascinating guys in the league. Like, I think Luka is right there with Jokic as the best. I love Luka, obviously. I don't think he's fascinating. I think his style of play is fascinating. He's not super fast. He's not athletic. And yet nobody, I mean, he could score on anyone anytime, get any shot he wants, great vision. Like, he's a fascinating player. Kevin Durant's a fascinating person. And so, yeah, I'll wrap up with positive remarks on KD, the human being. So once we get back on Monday, we will have a Masters winner and we will have NBA play-in game set. Next week's going to be a big one, folks. We're getting to crunch time on the NFL draft. Check on the Breer pod if you missed that on Thursday. That's all for now. Talk to you next week.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.